much can you actually make as a food entrepreneur, and how to start selling your product at farmers markets. We're going to cover all of that in this episode.
Welcome to Kitchen Dough, the Food Entrepreneur Show with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Okay. We have a lot to cover in this episode.
I was going to say. Okay. Let's get to it.
All right. The good thing about is if you're this whole segment is the section of episodes that we're doing is about cottage food. There are certain limits. I hate to tell you that, but there are limits on how much you can make as a cottage food operator. But that tells you how much you can make. So you have to really figure out what the limits are in your state, because they, again, the laws on cottage food are very particular and how much you can make. Some states say $5,000 is a cap. Some say $50,000. Some say no limit. So what you need to do is figure out in your state how much the law allows you to make.
Okay. Not to get too deep into it, but where would be the first place to look? Go state of California food laws?
You can do that. You can also go to kitchendough.com, because we're going to have a great resource for you on how to quickly take a look at all the different cottage food laws and from state to state. We have that resource. We know where to go. So you can go check that out or sign up for our newsletter at kitchendough.com. And then we're going to be sending that information out to you as well. But basically, it is just all over the place. For example, $10,000 or less, and this is the last time I checked, and know that these numbers are dynamic. So laws change. Mm-hmm. They get
modified.
So always be sure that, you know, we might tell you a couple of numbers here, but just make sure that you're verifying these with your state. So in 10,000, you can only make up to $10,000 in a cottage food business in Colorado, South Dakota, Vermont, Virginia, Wisconsin.
That's not very much money.
No. You can make up to $30,000 in states like Oklahoma and South Carolina, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota.
We can some jam.
Yeah, but you can only make up to $30,000.
Okay.
There are reasons why they have limits on a lot of why the states impose these limits.
Like, for example?
Well, they say that your kitchen can only go to a certain capacity safely. You can't store those ingredients in a home kitchen. You don't have enough refrigeration. You wouldn't typically need a commercial setup to be able to have all that. Then you also need to have a 3-compartment sink in a lot of states, where all the things that you use to cook will actually fit in the 3-compartment sink, because you have to be able to scrape and clean, and then you got to wash, and then you got to sanitize.
Wow.
Right?
Okay, smarty.
And then you do forget I'm a certified food protection manager.
So then, like California, you can go up to 50?
Yes. And then there are some states that have no sales limit, like Arizona, Montana, Nebraska. No sales limits. Interesting. But again, these laws change. So make sure that you are following, you know, what your state says as far as how much you can make. And then you just, again, your business plan will tell you how much you can make. What your product sells for will tell you how much you can make. How much people are willing to buy, how much they're willing to pay for a dozen cookies will tell you how much you can make.
Wow. Okay. So you decided to take the plunge.
Where to sell it? Beyond friends and family and people in your social circle, getting out to a farmer's market is the first place where a lot of people like to start.
Yeah, and it's very grassroots. You probably learn a lot from other vendors.
Yes, and some food. And I really like going and talking to the food, market managers, the farmers market managers in your area. Don't approach them when they're at the farmers market and ask them, how do I get started? Find their contact information, send them an email, don't hit them up when they're at the busy time. But then you can ask them questions about how to get in. But some of these great tips are, so get to know the market manager of each market that you're considering going into.
And they don't necessarily they may not take your product at a particular location. So you may have to talk to several.
Yes.
And you may not get a steady slot.
Like, for example, my donuts are fried. some of the markets don't allow fried foods. So I have to go to certain farmers markets that allow that product.
And they also have different personalities.
Yes.
So if you made me laugh so hard, someone walks up and says, are your donuts vegan? And you said, I love your optimism. Because there are more, like maybe the Leucadia one is more vegan-ish.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's not your tribe.
Right. Although I think that everybody should at least try. No, but anyway, I think that talking and developing a relationship, because those are the people that you will be working with on a weekly basis. So developing a relationship, and then also don't take it personally if they don't have room for you at the market, because they're trying to also have a variety of different things. They want all the vendors to be successful. So they're not going to just put in 10 people who are selling cookies, because then nobody's successful, because there's just too much competition.
Yeah.
Too much competition.
Well, and also the people who, for speaking for myself, I want to see a variety. I don't want to see two people selling the same type of product with a different name.
Right.
I want the variety.
And then also another tip I like is don't be afraid to ask the market manager what makes a successful vendor at their market. Like, ask them, who in your market is successful and why do you think that they're succeeding? Like, what makes them successful?
It's a good question. Go to a farmer's market and find a niche.
Yep. Yeah, find what they're not selling. I mean, so you might already have a product, so find the market that maybe doesn't sell what you're already selling.
Yeah. I mean, why walk into competition right away?
And just like you were saying, choose a farmer's market that fits your personality. You know, like you were saying, oh, so some markets might be more veganish or more, you know, and some might have more prepared foods. Some might just be straight farmers, like just produce. You know, find the market that fits your personality.
Yeah. And I guess going back to asking the market vendors, when you get an opportunity, maybe they have something on their website, this is what we're looking for in a vendor.
Yeah, and they will do that.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the farmers market managers are getting really savvy and using social media and using their websites to not only market their market, but also to get vendors that they're seeking. Because they want successful vendors in their markets, because successful vendors mean successful markets.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're a staple of the community.
Yeah. And also understand that when you get to the farmers market, your job is to sell.
Like a circus person, like, hey, would you like to try a donut?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Your job is to be outgoing, and you're not going to sell anything from the back of the tent.
True.
You need to get out there, and you need to smile, and you need to be welcoming and be willing to share your product.
Now, do you have, like, banners?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
I'm even considering getting a big flag that waves, you know, because I was at the farmer's market, we have an ATM guy, because there's like little ATMs so they can disperse cash. And so that's his business. He provides ATMs for the farmer's markets. And he has a big flag on a pole that says ATM. And he says when he doesn't have that flag up, his transactions are half.
Wow.
So just like another little marketing, he's like, because he always comes over and I give him malasadas. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to get you a pole and you need a flag on the pole that says donuts. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
People are always willing to help you.
I love that.
Yeah. And don't get discouraged if you don't hit your top sales goal immediately, because like we were saying before, you really have to develop. People do business with people they like, and you have to develop a relationship with your customers.
Do you see the same people going through the different event every, like on Sunday or whatever day it is?
Yeah, it's their thing. Every Sunday, you see some of the same people. They go to the same vendors. And I've been doing the same farmer's market at this time that we're doing the show. I've been doing the same one for like 9-10 weeks. And mm-hmm. I now have
A following. Nice.
And I have customers coming back week after week. And when I'm not there, there was one week I wasn't there. Like, where were you last week? So that's a good feeling.
That's awesome.
But it's business. You're developing a clientele. Even though it's donuts or cookies or jams or jellies or salsas or sauces, whatever, you're developing a clientele.
So good. Well, then, with that said, you have to be bold about what makes your product great.
Yes.
Like you said, you can't bash a competition, but you can say, my donut has a little bit more of a unique flavor in this area.
Right. The farmer's market lifestyle is good for part-timers and full-times. If you want to create a living wage, if you want to make a part-time wage, you work part-time. If you want to make a full-time wage, you have to be at a farmer's market every day. Like, you got to find five different farmer's markets and be there five different days of the week to make a full-time living. It's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah, but people do it. People commit to it.
Don't be afraid to get started. Don't be afraid to go to that first farmer's market and start selling, you know?
That's awesome.
I also think reaching out to other vendors, like I was just telling you, the ATM guy helping me, it becomes like a community, and everybody wants to help each other out.
Well, and he wants you to sell donuts, so people have to go get money from him.
Yes.
To buy more.
He likes that I'm cash only.
Yes.
And then finally, I really think it's important when you're getting started in this, don't give up your day job. If you rely on a paycheck from another job, don't just go all in on, you know what I mean?
Maybe give it 6 months to a year.
Yes.
To really get your systems in place.
Yeah. And then start developing that clientele and then finding that tipping point when you can transition. You'll know, right? Okay. And then coming up next, I love this part. 10 quick start tips for starting your food entrepreneurship journey.
Right on. Great content. Okay, you've been listening to Kitchen Dough, the Food Entrepreneur Show. We'll be right back.